This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House is speaking directly to concerns related to a national security threat flagged by the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee this week, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
I can confirm that it is related to an anti-satellite capability that Russia is developing.
He says this capability has not been deployed by Russia and that no one is in immediate danger. Republican Mike Turner wants the Biden administration to declassify the details so they can be discussed openly in Congress. Lawmakers were briefed on Capitol Hill Thursday. In the wake of the deadly Super Bowl parade shooting in Kansas City,
Congress needs to act, and it is shameful that we have not seen more action on this.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said it's time for lawmakers to come together on a federal assault weapons ban and universal background checks. Two were killed in the Kansas City shooting, with more than 20 others wounded in the nation's 48th mass shooting of 2024. Despite Trump attorneys' best efforts to delay, trial in his New York hush money criminal case will begin on March 25th as scheduled. Trump faces 34 counts involving allegedly falsified business records linked to a hush money payment made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Trump's attorneys argued in court Thursday the trial amounts to election interference. They were unsuccessful. Trump left the courtroom saying that it is a disgraceful situation. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis says there are lies being told about her as a judge hears arguments over removing her from the Trump Georgia election case.
It's highly offensive when someone lies on you, and it's highly offensive when they try to implicate that you slept with somebody the first day you met with them.
Willis surprised the court. She came in not long after her special prosecutor and romantic partner Nathan Wade testified about their relationship. Willis is accused of impropriety with Wade, including potentially with money. Trump's attorneys claim it's enough to have her tossed from the case. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he would rather see President Biden remain in office over a potential return of Donald Trump to the White House.
Speaking to a Russian journalist, Putin suggested that a second Biden presidency would be more favorable to Russia, citing Biden's perceived predictability and experience. Putin also dismissed concerns about Biden's cognitive health, referencing their meeting in Switzerland in 2021.
USA's John Schaefer. Two climate change activists are facing jail time after allegedly dumping a powdery substance on a case containing the U.S. Constitution. They were arrested this week at the National Archives and appeared in court for the first time Thursday. They could face up to 180 days behind bars if convicted. Data show there's a steady increase in the number of people already sending back their new Apple Vision mixed reality headsets. Among the top reasons? Discomfort. The devices cost around $3,500. People are saying it gives them headaches and motion sickness. They also complain the headset simply is not useful enough for the price.
It's
It's been 10 years since it last happened, but Neil Young and Crazy Horse are heading out on tour. It'll start in San Diego, twin shows April 24th and 25th. There'll be stops in more than a dozen cities after that, including Dallas, Phoenix, Atlanta, and New York City, before closing out in Chicago on May 23rd. The tour will be followed by a new album release. It's mainly re-recorded songs from Neil Young and Crazy Horse hits past. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop,
hey, what's hey, right now it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez back with you. Good to have you with us. John Fleetwood, the political commentator, who has, consistently been focused on COVID-19, the effect on children, the vaccine, all the there's so many moving parts and so much to understand about COVID-19 that we're still, trying to cipher it. It just came upon us. It was one thing as a pandemic, but the ramifications have been so extensive. I think this, we're probably years away from really understanding what the heck happened and how much of an impact it's had. I think I was just watching an interview of a gal, Harriet Sargent, out of the UK, and talking about ghost children and the impact that COVID had on children and education and how, in my humble opinion, she didn't exactly say this, but I'm looking at this and going, she's right that public education and the whole system has really failed on so many levels, and the impact that it's had on these kids, it's just, it's unconscionable. John Fleetwood joins us now. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, Bill, doing great. And then just to add to that, it's like, and the mainstream is hiding a lot of this information from us. They set a precedent where during COVID and the pandemic, they were they over and over and over again reporting information that showed, oh my gosh, how bad the virus is, how badly you need to get a vaccine, and over and over every day. And for my work as an editor, I had to be looking at news all day, every day, like you, Bill, and just headline after headline after headline, front page on New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, Fox News even, setting this precedent that this is the most important thing. This is the most important thing. But at the same time, they wouldn't report to us the information about maybe the vaccine not being as effective as the manufacturers promised us it was at the beginning, or how safe it was. They promised us so much it was safe. But the effectiveness is what's pertinent right now with what just came out of JAMA Pediatrics, which is an international peer-reviewed journal, and it's the oldest, continuously published pediatric journal in the United States. It dates back to 1911. So JAMA Pediatrics is very high up there. It's up there with, Nature and all the ones that
all very, 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 very credible. Pandemic. Yeah, this is something credible and objective, which is something that's been missing from the narrative all along, because what the government did and all the institutions, how they failed us. But the impact, John, what I came away from this interview with Harriet Sargent is that we ruined, I mean, I say we, corporately, ruined a generation. These kids, the impact that it's had on these kids is, you know, is still to be measured. I mean, they're seeing that kids aren't coming back to school. They're either afraid. They're afraid to come outside. I mean, you know, we're not really understanding the impact. And these kids have been lost in the process. And even when they rejoin and come back to school, they're frustrated because they're already, you know, from the get-go, with schools being shut down and that, they're already behind the eight ball, okay? They've missed, yeah. You know, to think about a year of education, some in some cases even more so, but they missed out on that. And then here you come back to school and you feel like a, you know, if you were marginal before the, you know, before the pandemic, I mean, you're really, I mean, you're beyond the line of marginality. You know, you're worse off. And so how is that going to make you feel? You're going to, as a young kid, you're coming back to class and you feel, God, I'm an idiot. What am I doing here? What am I wasting? I'm wasting my time. And so they're not coming back to school. I mean, just in the UK alone, they estimated that the absentee level was somewhere around 60%. It was the absentee level. And post COVID, it went up to, it skyrocketed. I shouldn't say 60%. It was about 60,000 is what was reported. The people, you know, kids being absent from school. Post pandemic, it got to over 140,000. So it more than doubled. That's, you know, when you think down the road and you go, hey, this is the future of our local communities, the future of our country, that are going to be uneducated, that, you know, have dropped out of school, that the educational system has failed them. I mean, we've lost sight of just how critical and precious young people are to our society. Because if you don't educate them and you don't train them up, then they become liabilities down the road. And this is what we're doing. We are really, you know, and I guess maybe consistent, as you and I have discussed time and again, consistent with the one world government and Klaus Schwab and in these globalists, that fits in fine. Because now you have, yeah, they may be misbehaving, but they're going to be, we can work with kids that are, you know, that are not as intelligent. They're not going to ask questions. And they're going to be easily manipulated. Because, you know, I guess their premise in life is very, very binary, distinctly binary. There's nothing in between because they can't think beyond, hey, look at the next meal or, what can I do to survive? And here you've got an entity saying, hey, look at, we're the way of survival. We're your savior, right? So it's going to be easier right. for them to buy into that as opposed to kids who have been educated, who have, you know, critical thinking capacities that are going to challenge that kind of manipulation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think you're right. They've ruined these kids, their health. And by doing that, and I'm talking about the powers that be, talking about big pharma, and they've ruined mainstream media, their credibility through this whole pandemic and how they've handled this thing. They've ruined, I mean, even peer-reviewed journals like the ones I'm quoting from. And I quote from these journals while right. being critical of them. And I almost quote for them, it's almost ironically or rhetorically, whenever I report from these journals. Because I just reported last week that they have tens of thousands of retractions. This came out in Nature. Tens of thousands of retractions from these quote-unquote peer-reviewed credible journal publications. So that there's a lot of fraud in the journal industry. So whatever I report from JAMA or Nature or New England Journal of Medicine, I'm almost doing it rhetorically, saying even these guys are saying this information. And there's some crazy info coming out of this JAMA piece that we can talk about.
Well, basically what you're saying, and this can be easily applied, I believe, and practically understood, is that when you have this much compromise, our resources have been infected. There's a contagion of false narratives that are in there that you've got to filter through. So it's not, you can't go to one document and just say, okay, I'm going to believe in that. This is why you and I have said repeatedly over the years, you've got to own your own knowledge. You cannot just take our word for it. Hopefully what we're doing is stimulating, motivating you to the point, say, look, I need to know better. And I think there needs to be a major shift. I want to talk about that on the other side of the break. We've got more from John Fleetwood after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Have you heard? To spark vital conversations about faith, the Tide Ministry's Have You Heard Challenge invites Christians to ask at least 10 people during the year if they've heard what Jesus did for them. If someone responds that they've not heard, tell them about the love of Christ. If they say they already follow Jesus, invite them to join the challenge and share the gospel themselves. It's easy to forget that there are people, even in our own backyards, who've never heard the good news. The Great Commission commands us to make disciples in all nations. And while the Tide Ministry is reaching millions of listeners around the world, we're asking you to reach the people in your own neighborhood. To learn more about the Tide Have You Heard Challenge and how you can politely engage others in potentially life-changing spiritual conversations, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Talking with John Fleetwood, the political commentator. It is always good to have John here and his insight, because he's just on top of the news and top of these, you know, issues. And we're breaking some of this stuff down here regarding, you know, COVID and the effects that it's had and how irresponsible all the entities within our government, institutions, public schools, You know, and the teachers got so freaked out. And this is the danger of being siloed. When you're siloed in your thinking, John, you're the effect of that society and that groupthink. And the groupthink was scaring the hell out of people. And all they had to say, you know, in terms of response, because you could only give what you have. And what these teachers had and what the unions taught them to have is that you need to be scared. And if we're going to go back in the classroom, then we want combat pay, so to speak. I'm being metaphorical. But, you know, we need some consideration because this thing is so dangerous because we've been led to believe COVID was going to kill everybody on the planet. And they, you know, whether it was, you know, entertainers, influencers, politicians, Dr. Fauci et al., what they did in terms of hyperbolically raising the sensitivity and the scare factor of COVID. And then, you know, all this information, which we reported early on. And I imagine, John, you know, because I find ourselves, it's laughable, but it's also frustrating at the same time. Because now you have these knuckleheads and supposedly these brainiacs of 4 years ago that were, you know, throttling down our influence and canceling us from social media sites and calling us conspiracists and everything. Now we're, you know, getting the real truth that these numbers were exaggerated, that they found a way to manipulate the numbers and cheat and claim that people were dying in greater numbers as a result of COVID when, you know, this was a manufactured reassignment of how, you know, these hospitals were reporting deaths and that they were rewarded. And people will do that which they get rewarded for. And the hospitals were getting rewarded for a COVID death at a higher level than somebody who died of natural causes. So, you know, we've used this example many times, and it's still valid to this day to compare, is that if somebody was ran over by a truck and, you know, most common sense people say, well, he died because he was run over by a truck. Well, but if they could somehow configure something and say, well, the guy had a little snivel, we can see here in the study, in the autopsy, that he had a little sniffle or something, and they could assign it to COVID, well, then they got a lot more money, and they get compensated for it. So the numbers were hyped up to such a degree, even, I guess, you know, about 7-8 months before we started getting on the other side of it, the CDC, as you recall, reported, say, well, actually, the people that actually died of COVID only, maybe around, you know, that number is probably around, you know, 3%, 4%, right? Wasn't that the number, John?
Well, yeah, it's the Hegelian dialectic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's problem, reaction, solution. They have to hype up the problem to get your reaction, your fearful reaction, which, by the way, the UK government admitted, they did psychological operations in the UK, admitted it openly, in order to create this spirit of fear among UKers to take the vaccine. That's the solution that they had for us all along, that the military developed, the U.S. military developed. There are all kinds of patents for this, for the COVID virus. It was a blend of multiple viruses that patented
it. It was stuff sitting on the shelves, John. They, like you said, it was all prepared on the shelves. That's how they were able to roll it out so quickly, number one. And more importantly, before you even go there and you exercise an emergency authorization use, because as soon as you declared an emergency authorization, it opened the door to these vaccines. And the only way they could do it is to convince people to say there is no other solution on the shelves that could answer that problem. And now we realize 2 years, 3 years down the road, that was all a big lie, because we had the pharmaceuticals already on the shelf at a fraction of the cost that these new developments and these new modalities were going to cost us. They were already on their shelf. So that on its own premise negated the need for an emergency authorization use. So we the people got worked, John. We got worked, we got lied to, and people died.
Yeah, Oxford University has done two studies, at least. They did the principal study, and they did a Stoic trial at Oxford University. Yes, the Oxford University. mm-hmm. where they proved that one of those medicines that's been around for a long time, budesonide, mm-hmm. could have been given to any hospitalized COVID patient, and they could have reduced hospitalizations by something like 90%. Yes. Think of how many people died in the hospital, put on a ventilator, wrongly, in my opinion, and given all these bogus drugs to try to fix them. They could have been given budesonide, mm-hmm. according to two different Oxford studies, and 90% of those hospitalizations could have been fixed from COVID right. and those deaths. So right. we did not need an EUA. Mm-hmm. We had budesonide, did not need right. an EUA, yet they forced these drugs on us, and they promised us that these drugs would reduce the time we were contagious. But that's mm-hmm. precisely what this JAMA pediatric study shows, is right. that actually unvaccinated children are infectious for a lower median duration than vaccinated children. So it's the vaccinated mm-hmm. who are actually contagious for a longer amount of time than unvaccinated, according to JAMA Pediatrics, which means the vaccine doesn't reduce the time you are contagious. It actually lengthens it, at least in children, according to this mm-hmm. JAMA Pediatrics study.
What is it doing? Does JAMA reporting at all on the effects, DNA effects? Is it having any lifelong effects on the DNA makeup of children to where it would make them more vulnerable for pandemics in the future or other associated maladies?
Well, this JAMA Pediatrics paper was a review of a fuller study that they're going to be releasing at a later time, I believe. But so they don't go into specifics like that. All this paper shows and all their findings show is that the vaccinated children are contagious for a longer amount of time than unvaccinated. But to your DNA question, Florida's Surgeon General has called for a halt in the use of mRNA vaccines precisely because there's evidence that there are billions and between tens of billions and hundreds of billions of instances of DNA that's getting into the cells because they mm-hmm. use this lipid nanotechnology that's supposed to get the RNA into the cell. Well, it's also mm-hmm. carrying in DNA into the cell, and they haven't done long-term studies to see what's going on here, and that's why the Florida Surgeon General is calling for a halt in the use of these mRNA vaccines, because who knows what it's doing to our DNA.
Exactly.
They're
turning our entire society into lab rats, John. Isn't that what it comes down to? I mean, these mad scientists have taken over, and we are lab rats at their expense.
Well, look at the
at our expense, I should say.
Mm-hmm. There are these physicists, very credible physicists, microbiologists for an organization called Correlation Research in the Public Interest. They published a paper, I think it was last month, and it's this Canada-based nonprofit. They've published research showing that COVID-19 vaccines that are supposedly safe and effective have mm-hmm. killed about 17 million people worldwide. They write that the global vaccination campaign was in effect a mass iatrogenic event that killed 0.213% of the world's population and, quote, did not measurably prevent any death. Can you believe that? 17 million deaths from the COVID vaccine?
I'm not surprised. And that's probably a good starting number, John, only because from day one, we talked about the danger, of the people that were driving this, because their worldview is that we have too many people on the planet anyway. And I know that sounds dastardly, but that's a fact, that's reality. And so their worldview is, hey, look, it's so we call the herd a little bit. So several million people die, no big whoop, right? It's the way they think. John Fleetwood, thank you, John. Appreciate it. You got it.
China is flooding our country with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Gerard Simica, chairman of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, says blocking them should be a top priority.
Youth cigarette smoking dropped to a record low of 1.5%, and few use menthol. But youth use of illegal disposable flavored vapes is skyrocketing. President Biden should say no to a menthol ban and focus on real problems, like keeping illegal disposable Chinese-made vapes away from our kids.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Strong Economy. Thank you.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. The DA herself taking the stand in a Georgia courtroom Thursday at a hearing to determine if she should be removed from an election case against former President Trump. USA's John Schaefer has the details.
Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis facing scrutiny regarding financial transactions and trips she shared with Trump prosecutor Nathan Wade.
The reason I consider that he did not is I gave him his money back.
Wade testified earlier during the Thursday hearing aimed at deciding whether Willis should be removed from Donald Trump's Georgia election case due to their romantic involvement. She previously dismissed all allegations against her as falsehoods.
Special Counsel Robert Hur is now set to testify before a Republican-led House panel next month. He's the one who wrote a recent report referring to President Biden as well-meaning but with bad memory. Hur's public testimony is set for March 12th before the GOP-led House Judiciary Committee. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to be joining up with my good friend and his Louisiana audience, Jeff Guare, in just about a minute or so. But, you know, as we were talking with Liz Peek earlier, it looks like, very likely Donald Trump could ride this special counsel's report all the way to the White House. You can check out her column and her expose on this specifically at Fox News. She's a Fox News contributor. And check it out on their website. This is not going away. I mean, at every turn, every time, just like they said, anytime there's a bumble or a bobble by the president, we think immediately, well, he's mentally deficient. And, as we've said all along, this is no surprise. The international community, everybody in the world knows it. Now, all of a sudden, it took a special counsel report to come in, and the mainstream news is trying to figure out, how do you massage this? I don't know how you massage the obvious, but, the spinmeisters are experts at all that. Just like you're taking the comparison, the clear comparison, the black and white comparison between two administrations, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. It's not even close. It is so clearly a night and day comparison. This is why contrast is so critical and why we need to be open. But if you're in a silo and you're not able to see the contrast, you only see things one way. I agree. Jordan Peterson is exactly right. You render yourself stupid because you really have blinded yourself in the process. And at this point, whatever it takes to have our eyes wide open, we need to go into this next election with our eyes wide open and doing whatever we can to protect the integrity of the whole process. Here he is. You hear him in the background, Jeff Guare, the one and only. Hey, my friend, how are you?
All right, Bill Martinez, doing great.
Hey, excited to be connected with you and your audience as always and bringing our audience together. This is such good fun because we're talking the reality as I was saying, this is a black and white world, and it's a clear distinction and contrast between these two administrations with Joe Biden. And it, and the thing is, people need to understand, and we were talking with Liz Peek about this earlier, Jeff, it's not just Joe Biden. It is the Democratic Party. You know, he happens to be the standard bearer of said policies, but the Democratic Party has gone so far left. You know, they're falling off the cliff here. And the silly thing is the Republicans are being dragged, you know, further and further, you know, beyond even the center, that they actually look like the Democrats of 20 years ago because of their alliances. I mean, it's so absurd what's happening, right?
Yeah, it is. The Democrats are a far cry from the days of JFK or Harry Truman or Scoop Jackson or even Bill Clinton. I mean, they've gone so far, far to the left. And I really do think the American people are going to reject four more years of Joe Biden. He's been such a horrible president. I think he's the worst in our history. And when you look at foreign policy, you look at what he's done to the military, the border, and the economy. We had some inflation news that came out this morning showing, hey, the economy is still suffering from inflation.
Yeah.
And we're going to probably not get any relief on interest rates. So who knows? I mean, I hope they don't jack them up even higher. So we're in a tough situation all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
Under President Trump, Bill, we had peace and prosperity.
Exactly.
Under Joe Biden, we've got economic doldrums and we've got war breaking out everywhere.
Exactly. Well, Bob Gates said when it was only 40 years of inefficiency and consistent poor choices when it came to foreign policy, when he said in 40 years, Joe Biden has not gotten anything right when it comes to foreign policy. Well, he's still batting 1,000%, still hasn't done anything. But now what makes him more dangerous is he's in the Oval Office and he's putting all, you know, whether we're talking international peace and prosperity, the petrodollar, all this open borders, all part of Democratic policies, not just Joe Biden. But because you can get rid of Joe Biden, you can say, OK, we're going to exercise the 25th Amendment. He's incompetent.
Right.
We've got a special counsel review. We've got footage, you know, three years of footage of this man's ineptness and his inability to complete a sentence time and time again. This is not just, oh, well, that was just a mistake. And, you know, when you go by 6 months, 7 months later, I mean, this is becoming a daily occurrence. So if they decide, hey, we're going to get rid of him, well, it doesn't matter. They're going to bring in another Democrat that is all part of the same cesspool that has given us all this pain and suffering, right?
Yeah, and I would look back to 2020. Remember that election when we were told, oh, well, you know, Bernie Sanders is a socialist. We've got to bring in somebody who's reasonable and moderate and a centrist, old Joe. But you know what? He's pursued policies that Bernie Sanders would have pursued. So there's really no daylight between the socialism of Bernie Sanders and the policies of Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. They're both far.
But that was the compromise. That was the compromise to get Biden there, to move you know, Bernie out. I mean, he got shuffled off terribly in 2016 with Clinton, as you recall, right? But he didn't get he didn't get much for that. So he wasn't going to go out this time unless he got a, you know, he was sure of the piece of pie he was going to get. And they gave him a pretty good slice.
Yeah.
And, of course, this is all part and parcel of these policies and what we're getting pushed into, whether it's
the
green agenda and all that, Jeff. You're exactly right. So. Yeah,
and it doesn't work, Bill. It doesn't work. It leads to disaster, and we're suffering. Americans are suffering right now with this bad economy, and I hear it all the time from African Americans, from minorities, from people.
Hispanics. Oh, absolutely.
Biden voters. They're not happy, and all of that, I think, is causing big trouble for Biden and hopefully all of the Democrats, because we need Republicans to take control of the Congress and the White House. We need control of both branches of government.
We need true Republicans, Jeff. True, ardent Republicans, conservatives that are not sold out to the establishment, that could care less about the Beltway cocktail parties and the K Street offerings. And what they need to care most about is America. That's what needs to be at the forefront of all this. I'm in many ways, and this is why people are exiting parties and why look at the swelling that's happening, the expansion of the independent party group, Jeff, because they're frustrated because the parties, Democrat or Republican, are just not delivering on their promises.
Well, a perfect example are the McFailures that the Republican Party has had. You know, they had McCarthy in the House, they had McConnell still in the Senate, and they had McDaniel as RNC. Mm-hmm. All these are establishment types who weren't listening to the base and pursuing deep state policies. They're all failures. And we have right now McDaniel, who maybe will finally be removed. Mm-hmm. Maybe if there can be a MAGA leader of the Republican Party, we can have some of these kind of policies and candidates supported that we need to really move our country in a different direction. We need to get away from the Union Party. I agree with you completely.
Yeah.
That's
well, Laura Trump, no doubt. And what Trump has proposed for the, the chairmanship, the co-chairmanship of the RNC would make a huge difference. I love what you say in terms of McFailures. I'm stealing that, buddy. You're exactly spot on, you know, because here it is. Hey, look at it. Case in point. We lost New York. They put Santos on the altar, on the Democratic altar offering. We already had a slim majority anyway, and these knuckleheads allow that, and then they don't even support the candidate. Look at that, needed to be a life and death battle. There was no way the Democratic Party should have got that seat, Jeff.
I completely agree, and there's no way Santos should have been removed because they said he was a liar. Well, you could say that about dozens of the members of Congress, and that they were involved in shenanigans.
A majority. It's like
so. Got rid of the guy who was so idiotic, so dumb, and then they lose the seat, and now, as you say, the slim majority is even slimmer. I mean, they barely have enough to do things like impeaching Mayorkas. They got it by one vote.
Exactly. Santos is going, maybe I just should have pulled the alarm. You know, why not?
Right. I mean, this guy is now crowing because he's saying, hey, you miss me now? Look, you could have used my vote, and now it's going to be a Democrat seat. So, yeah, they need better leadership, and hopefully that's going to be coming with the RNC. There's no way they should have lost that seat, but of course they did. No way they should have kicked out the guy. They should have kept him there. But, of course, the Republicans do things that the Democrats would never do, Bill.
And never in a million years. You know, this is why you have to be thankful sometimes for your competition. Jeff Carrere, my friend, thank you so much. All the best to you and your fans, okay? Appreciate it.
Imagine
take care.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contract. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vinetobar. Vinetobar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Paul Acey is up next from plugin.com. Always fun to talk with Paul. We're going to talk, movies, and I'm especially excited to talk about the best Christian movies. We got plugged in by Focus on the Family Movie Awards. It's going to be coming up, so they're doing a lot of hard work and research in determining, okay, what were the best movies of 2023? Paul, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, you snuck in, huh? You were so quiet. I mean, you're like a proverbial church mouse. You know, every once in a while, you know, when guests come on, I like to hear a little bump or something to say, okay, hey, they're here. And so.
No, I just sneak right in. You know, I'm kind of subtle that way.
Well, it's okay. You know, it's all part of your mystique, you know. And we
exactly.
We all should have some mystique. I mean, you know, you see some of these people like, you know, Taylor Swift. I feel for her. This poor girl, she can't even breathe without somebody being on top of her. I mean, she decides, you know, generously to offer, what was it, $100,000. She put it on the GoFundMe campaign for this young DJ, this mother of two that was shot at the Kansas City Super Bowl parade and murdered there. And Taylor Swift, in her generosity, gives, $100,000. You know, I'm not sure that she wanted that to be known. I don't think, hey, we tell everybody, you know, she didn't send out a press release. But the poor girl, she can't, you know, all eyes are on her. She's such a thing, you know, that people just, you know, they can't ignore her. They can't leave her alone. I'm waiting for, you know, somebody like, you remember the guy that was trying to interfere for Britney? Oh, you know, he went on, did that, video.
Yeah.
Leave Britney alone. You know, he just went totally hysterical. maybe it's Kelsey. Kelsey comes on, does his own, leave Taylor alone. Okay. Go totally psychotic or something. I mean, just for fun.
Oh, you know what? That actually sounds really hilarious. I would love to see Travis Kelsey do that. That would be...
He doesn't need to be bumping into the coach or doing anything like this. This is like, take that madness and that craziness of what you targeted Andy Reid and targeted to the, you know, the people that just will not leave his girlfriend alone.
I know. Yeah, I tell you what, I think I believe that Taylor Swift and I, we come from two entirely different worlds. No one notices me. I try to sneak into movie theaters without anybody noticing me because...
Yeah. Well, you sneak on the Bill Martinez live show, you know, and you do it. You just, because you have it down to an art form. You see, and what happens when you become a celebrity, you don't care about that kind of deal. It's so funny. You know, you act like you want to sneak in, but you make it obvious that you're a celebrity, right?
Right. And that's sort of Adam.
You know, Adam Holtz, I'm sure that when he comes in, he might try to sneak in. But he's so big a name in our field that everybody just notices him, you know.
Yeah. Well, we get that. So so for all us others that matter so little in life, you know, let's bring them up to date on what's going on. You've got your Plugged In Movie Awards coming up, huh?
We do. Yeah, they are rolling out even as we speak. We have rolled out. We do our awards in four different categories, and the fourth one just rolled out on our blog today in terms of our nominees, which was Best Christian Movies. And I tell you what, the Christian movie category has really gotten strong over the past couple of years.
Really?
You know,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
You're seeing some stronger and stronger films in that category. You know, we have and a lot of different types of movies, too. We have Hiding Place and Jesus Revolution, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners have seen. Journey to Bethlehem actually made the list. It's a nativity story that's sort of a musical, a high school musical type of thing. An R-rated horror movie called Nefarious made our list. And this odd little movie called Surprise by Oxford, which sort of weaves in C.S. Lewis's story with that of a young woman who's exploring faith. So, yeah, a lot of interesting nominees this year.
And you got some special mentions, like The Shift, right?
Oh, yeah. We have The Shift that was sort of an honorable mention for us. We also had an interesting movie called Freud's Life Session. It actually didn't make our Christian list. It made our adult list but it really chronicles this this hypothetical conversation between Sigmund Freud and C.S. Lewis. So in a way, C.S. Lewis made two categories here, but they made an honorable mention in our adult list. So yeah, it's an exciting, busy time of year, sort of a Plugged In's own answer to the Oscars.
You know, speaking of the interpretive conversation between C.S. Lewis and Sigmund Freud, there ought to be a story based on Peter Kreef's book, Symbol or Substance. And because he did this, I don't know if you've read that book or not. It's excellent. And it could be a great conversation because, you know, here we are. We're in the Lenten season. Okay. Time for prayer and fasting and almsgiving is all in preparation of Easter Sunday. Right. The highest holiday and holy holiday of our faith. And there's this anecdotal conversation. What if you got C.S. Lewis, J.R. Tolkien, and Billy Graham in the room to talk about the Eucharist? Is it symbol or is it substance?
What
a great book. I'm telling you.
This that is would quite be fascinating.
Yeah. And for me, with my Catholic upbringing, I'm a substance kind of guy. I don't look at the Eucharist as being a symbol. And that's not to put anybody, it's just to say, this is my worldview, this is how I approach it, a very, hallowed in my own makeup, and in fact, for a while, honestly, you know, Paul, I had, I went to Bible college, and I went to some non-denominational churches, because I was really searching and doing a deeper dive in the Word of God, and that was something I didn't find it at the Catholic Church, so I stepped away from the Catholic Church. But the thing that I missed so much, and it started to gnaw at me, and I didn't realize how much I had missed it, was communion, was the Holy Eucharist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that part of it is because as we understand and appreciate that, again, as Catholics, it's not a symbol, that it is substance. And that I found that in Protestant churches, it was almost the act of communion in many cases. I'm not saying all across the board. I'm just saying in the places that I experienced, it was more of a perfunctory, you know, hallow, not hallow like holy, but empty kind of act.
Yeah.
And I think it's unfortunate because there is so much, there is symbolism around this when you go back and you look at really the first, in a sense, kind of the first communion service, which happened at the Exodus, when the lamb was sacrificed and all that represented. And you fast forward thousands of years and then you see what happened at the cross and how it all culminates. And Jesus, even at the Last Supper, saying, hey, look, take this. This is my body. This is a new, and take the wine. This is, you know, all a, you know, this is all part and parcel of this new covenant, this new commitment that as God, I'm making with, you know, with our creation here. I think it's just so, to me, it just, it's mind blowing, you know, when you consider all that, yes, it represents, but it's also, you know, like I share with some people, it's also what freaked some people out. If you remember when Jesus told them, says, hey, look, unless you eat my flesh and drink of my blood, hey, you're not going to experience eternity. You're not going to be able to go into heaven. Yeah. Well, it freaked people out. I mean, his disciples, people that were following him, thought, hey, he was of some interest. They thought, man, this is a whack job, man. He's really, you know.
It is a fascinating thing, and I think you're absolutely right. There is beauty, there is substance in the Eucharist. There's a beauty and substance within those deep traditions. You know, I come from an evangelical background, so I didn't grow up with a lot of those traditions, but I have such a huge appreciation for them, and I think that in some ways, sometimes we miss out because we lose sight of the majesty of our faith sometimes, and we can lose sight of the power and importance of the bread and wine, right? Because it becomes something that we just don't think about as deeply as I think we should.
Well, history is important, and you know, George Orwell in his book, you know, pointed that out, that he who controls the past controls the present, he who controls the present controls the future. And we see it happening in our government, with the history of this great country here in America. Other, you know, it's not just America, but it's around the world in other cultures as well that, you know, lived, you know, been in existence a lot longer than America, you know, 200 and, you know, almost 50 years. You know, we're little kids compared, you know, to some of these, cultures around the world. But, you know, that is so important to be able to hold on to it, just like the liturgical calendar, which says, hey, look at this is Lent. This is the Lenten season. And there are Protestant churches in this country that don't practice Lent. And I think how unfortunate that you don't understand, you know, 40 days of fasting, this 40-day commitment, what it is in terms of being able to hit that reset button and come into the presence of a holy God and say, God, forgive us. You know, and here it is. I mean, God is preparing us to receive his prescription for salvation and freedom like we've never experienced before. Right?
Yeah, that's a beautiful thought. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's my prayer. And for those of you who are participating, whether, you know, whether your church goes along with it or not, let me tell you, I share it with you from the bottom of my heart that you should be a part, you know, a part of this time and season, because it will prepare you and it will make Easter so real and so special like never before. Paul Acey, appreciate you. Thank you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.